effective and meaningful youth political participation is essential for the growth of any nation. Hello and welcome to this week's show. My name is Taiba Tolaniyo, and I'm the radio host and host assistant for the New Heights Show on Education and the New Heights Educational Group. I would like to inform you that NHEG is no longer sponsored by Silicon Valley High School. Therefore, we invite our listeners to consider becoming a sponsor. Also, as a reminder to everybody, this show is pre-recorded on Fridays and focuses on youth and issues affecting them. Do you know that 1.65% of parliamentarians around the world are in their 20s and 11.87% are in their 30s? The average age of parliamentarian globally is 53, that is 50 years old for women parliamentarians. Young people between the ages of 15 and 25 constitute a fifth of the world's population. In the area of political participation, in a third of countries, eligibility for national parliament starts at 25 years old or older. On this week's show, I'll be talking about youth and the issues affecting them regarding political participation around the world. There are different forms of government run, and this differs from one country to another. So, here are 10 common forms of government. 1. Aristocracy. Aristocracy refers to a government form in which a small elite ruling class, that is, the aristocrats, have power over those in lower socioeconomic strata. Members of the aristocracy are usually chosen based on their education, upbringing, and genetic or family history. Aristocracies often connect wealth and ethnicity with both the ability and right to rule. Aristocracy originated in ancient Greece. The term is derived from the Greek word aristokratia, meaning rule of the best. Aristocracies were the predominant government during most medieval and modern periods across Europe. Aristocrats led major countries including Britain, Germany, and Russia until World War I, when other government forms gained popularity. Colonialism. Colonialism is a form of government in which a nation extends its sovereignty over other territories. In other words, it involves the expansion of a nation's rule beyond its borders. Colonialism often leads to ruling over indigenous population and exploiting resources. The colonizers typically installs its economy, culture, religious order, and government form to strengthen its authority. In the 15th century, European monarchies launched an age of nautical exploration that led to several notable colonial governments. British, French, Spanish, and Dutch colonialists spread their influence and authority throughout the New World, dismantling and sometimes eradicating entire cultures and people in the process. One of the most familiar cases is the 13 colonies established after North America's colonization by Britain, beginning in 1587 and later founded as the United States of America. Communism. Communism is a centralized form of government led by a single party that is often authoritarian in its rule. Inspired by German philosopher Karl Marx, communist states replace private property and a profit-based economy with public ownership and communal control of economic production, such as labor, capital goods, and natural resources. Citizens are part of a classless society that distributes goods and services as needed. The Soviet Union was a one-party communist state in the northern Eurasia from 1922 to 1991. Most modern communist states embraced Marxism-Leninism, a communist ideology based on Marx and Russian revolutionary and political Vladimir Lenin's doctrines. Countries that retain single-party, that is, Marxist-Leninist rulership include Cuba, Laos, Vietnam, and the People's Republic of China. Democracy. Democracy is a form of government that allows the people to choose leadership. The primary goal is to govern through fair representation and prevent abuses of power. The result is a system that requires discourse, debate, and compromise to satisfy the broadest possible number of public interests, leading to majority rule. Democracies advocate for fair and free election, civic participation, human rights protection, and law and order. Iceland had numerous forms of government following its settlement in 1874 AD. An independent Commonwealth monarchs and colonial government ruled the island for thousands of years. After signing a treaty with Denmark in 1918, Iceland became a fully independent and sovereign state. The country founded its republic in 1994 and has since risen to become one of the world's highest-ranked democracies through systems of social welfare, universal healthcare, and tertiary education.
Right now, you might be struggling through your classes or even failing them. You might be worried that you may not finish high school. There might have even been a thought that you may not be smart enough. Well, the New Heights Educational Group begs to differ. We not only think you are smart enough, but with our help, you will complete your high school diploma. The New Heights Educational Group strives to improve your academic success through its tutoring services. To learn more, please visit newheightseducation.org and contact us. New Heights Educational Group, educational resources to help reach your goals.
Hello, listeners. If you're enjoying the New Heights Show on Education and want to support or donate to our organization, please visit www.newheightseducation.org. And while you're there, check out our online store.
Welcome back to the New Heights Show on Education. My name is Tai Bartolaneo, and I've been talking about youth and political participation. Here, I've highlighted some of the common forms of government in different countries around the world. Military dictatorship. A military dictatorship is a nation ruled by a single authority with absolute power and no democratic process. The head of state typically comes to power in a time of upheavals such as high unemployment rate or civil unrest. They usually lead the nation's armed forces, using it to establish their brand of law and order and suppress the people's rights. Dictators dismiss due process, civil liberties, or political freedoms. Dissent or political oppositions can be dangerous or even deadly for the country's citizens. There are about 50 nations in the world with a dictator. One of them is Thailand, where General Prayut Chaocha took power in 2014 following widespread protests against the government. He declared martial law, dissolved the nation's Senate, and placed himself in control. Since then, Thailand has persisted under dictatorial military rule. The military junta called the National Council for Peace and Order, imposes nationwide curfews, forbids political gathering, threatens arrest for political opponents or activists, controls the media, and enforces widespread internet censorship. Monarchy. Monarchy is a power system that appoints a person as head of state for life or until abdication. Authority traditionally passes down through a succession line related to one's bloodline and birth order within the ruling royal family, often limited by gender. There are two types of monarchies. We have the constitutional and absolute. Constitutional monarchies limit the monarch's power as outlined in a constitution, while absolute monarchies give a monarchy unlimited power. Today, 45 nations have some form of monarchy, though the concept has become increasingly diluted with the evolution of democratic principles. In the United Kingdom, Queen Elizabeth II's role as a monarch is largely symbolic, but monarchs in other countries, including Morocco, Oman, and Saudi Arabia, still have far-reaching political authority. Oligarchy. Oligarchies are governments in which a collection of individuals rules over a nation. a specific set of qualities such as wealth, heredity, and race are used to give a small number of people power. Oligarchies often have authoritative rulers and an absence of democratic practices or individual rights. The government that ruled South Africa between 1948 to 1991 was a racially constructed oligarchy. The minority white population exercised dominance and imposed segregation over the nation's majority black population, controlling policy, public administration, and law enforcement. Following an anti-apartheid movement, the country adopted a liberal democracy that ultimately gave all ethnic and linguistic groups in South Africa political representation. Socialism. Socialism is a system that encourages cooperation rather than competition among citizens. Citizens communally own the means of production and distribution of goods and services, while a centralized government manages it. Each person benefits from and contributes to the system according to their needs and ability. Socialism is the cornerstone of the Scandinavian nations of Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden. They all adhere to socialist policies that combine free market capitalism with extensive public works, including free healthcare, free education, a comprehensive welfare state, and high percentages of unionized workers. This approach essentially combines the collective nature of communism with the private ownership and competitiveness of capitalism. Theocracy. Theocracy refers to a form of government in which a specific religion ideology determines the leadership, laws, and customs. In many instances, there is little to no distinction between scriptural laws and legal codes. Likewise, religious clergy would typically occupy leadership's role, sometimes including the highest office in the nation. Iran is perhaps the most important and powerful theocratic state in the world today. The Ayatollahs, that is the Shiite religious leaders, rule the country. Among them is a supreme leader who serves as head of state, delegates authority to other religious leaders, and presides over the elected president. The Sharia, that is the Islamic faith's primary legal doctrine, dictates the country's legal, judiciary, and administrative codes. Totalitarianism. Totalitarianism is an authoritarian form of government in which the ruling party recognizes no limitations whatsoever on its power, including in its citizens' lives or rights. A single figure often holds power and maintains authority through widespread surveillance, control over mass media, intimidating demonstrations of paramilitary or police power, and suppression of protest, activism, or political opposition. Although North Korea labels itself as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, it acts as a totalitarian state. Kim Jong-un, the third supreme leader in the country's Kim dynasty, rules with singular and unchallenged authority, commanding his public without political opposition. Criticism of the supreme leader or protest against his policies are crimes punishable by death, as are countless other crimes for which due process does not occur. So what is the form of government that is being run in the United States? The United States has been a constitutional republic since 1789. That is, a continual republic is a state in which the head of state and other officials are representatives of the people and must govern within an existing constitution. In a constitutional republic, executive, legislative, and judicial power are separate into distinct branches. There is a difference between a constitutional republic and a democracy. Democracy is run by people, and republic is run by the laws of the constitution. A constitutional republic is a system of laws to protect citizens and contain the government. A constitutional republic means that it is one in which, rather than directly governing, the people select some of their members to temporarily serve in political office. The constitutional part means that both the citizens and their governing officials are bound to follow the rules established in that constitution. A federal republic is one in which a federal government, given only limited powers for limited purposes, while state governments retain most power of government. The constitution describes this division of power, establishing which specific power has been given to the federal government, while reiterating that most remain with the state government. Never before have many young people been involved in movements for change worldwide. They are taking to the streets and using online social networks and communities to connect, express their voices, and campaign for change. In some countries, they are protesting against authoritarian regimes, corruption, and inequalities. Youth are fighting for sustainable development and a better future for current and new generations. However, the political representation of young men and women remains limited. They are increasingly demanding more meaningful participation in decision-making processes so they can have more control over how their lives and futures are shaped. Although young people are involved in activism in the digital space, protesting, volunteering to improve their communities, and innovating for social good, their participation in and influence on formal politics is limited. Voter turnout is in decline in all democracies and is concentrated among youth. Young people are underrepresented in political decision-making positions, and their involvement in political parties is going down. And here is where I'll be ending today's show. You can reach me by email at olaniyoti@newheighteducation.org. Don't miss another episode of History and Issues of Civil Rights with Barbara Bullen on Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join Pamela Clark as she shares education in the news, a pre-recorded show on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Be sure to check out our previous radio shows and join me every Friday at radio.newheighteducation.org as I discuss yet another issue youths are facing. Remember, a troubled youth is a troubled adult. Have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget to rate us and follow us on your podcast player. Check out our show page, radio.newheightseducation.org, for monthly announcements and other happenings.